Good afternoon from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Today, state health officials reported 15 COVID-19 cases for Juneau residents and visitors. Those are new cases since the last report on Wednesday. There's currently one person with an active COVID infection being treated at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Statewide, 408 new cases were reported today. State health officials also announced 57 COVID deaths. One of those deaths was recent, while the rest were from August to November and only recently reported after a death certificate review. At least 915 Alaskans have died of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Miss America Emma Broyles thought she was a long shot for the crown when she competed in the national pageant this week, but then she made the top 10 and then the top 5.
It just kept going and kept going. And then before I knew it, they were putting a crown on my head. And I was just so overwhelmed with emotion. You know, being the first Miss Alaska to be crowned Miss America means so much.
The 20-year-old from Anchorage caught the attention of judges with her frank discussions of being vulnerable and open on social media. Broyles highlighted being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and a skin-picking disorder. She also discussed how she was motivated to volunteer with the Special Olympics because her brother has Down syndrome. The message resonated with people nationwide.
My heart was just so warm this morning when I woke up to hundreds of messages and comments from people saying, you know, I'm also neurodivergent.
Not only is Broyles the first Miss Alaska to win the Miss America pageant, but pageant officials believe she's also the first Korean American to win the top title. Broyles says growing up, she didn't see Korean women in beauty pageants. Now that she's Miss America, she says she hopes to be an inspiration to younger girls who look like her.
Nothing means more than knowing that there's people out there who just genuinely felt seen.
Broyles is a junior at the Honors College of Arizona State University, where she's majoring in biomedical studies and minoring in voice performance, a talent she showcased when she sang Let Me Be Your Star from the NBC musical program Smash. Broyles says she planned on going to school to be a physician's assistant, since she wasn't sure she'd be able to afford medical school. But that was before she won more than $100,000 in scholarships from the Miss America pageant.
It's seriously going to change the trajectory of my life, and I have no idea what's going to happen. But, you know, my life motto, as I said in the competition yesterday, is YOLO. You only live once, you know. I am excited to see what happens. I think that things always just kind of fall into place, and things always happen for a reason.
Broyles says she hopes she can continue to highlight the humility and resilience of the citizens of her home state as she wears her new crown and title over the next year. Outdated hazard maps and city code are stalling an affordable housing project in downtown Juneau. As Claire Strempel reports for KTOO, the city is grappling with its need for affordable housing and how it interprets its own code.
This is it. This is the building.
The blue building at 247 South Franklin Street once housed dozens of people each night as the Glory Hall, Juneau's emergency shelter and soup kitchen. It moved to a more spacious location this summer. And the downtown property that the Glory Hall nonprofit still owns is almost empty. Maria Lovishek is the director.
Okay, progress.
She walks through the commercial kitchen into a high-ceilinged dining area that once served up to 100 meals a day.
And then the second and third floors is where we are proposing to put apartments.
Lovishek wants to convert the space into affordable housing units that she says the city sorely needs. But Juneau's development department won't greenlight her plans. According to city paperwork, that's because the Glory Hall's building is in a severe avalanche hazard zone. City code says existing properties in those zones cannot do construction to increase density.
So this is what used to be the female dorm.
But Lovishek argues her plan actually reduces the number of people who might sleep there. She's standing in a room full of bunk beds, where a dozen people used to sleep. As an apartment, it would only house one or two people.
So two people would be maximum, because it would be pretty small, so it would be like one person or a couple.
Lovishek's building plan will add some walls to the inside of the building, But instead of sleeping 50 people as a shelter, it will sleep 7 to 14 people as apartments.
The rub is, in their reading of the code, they're reading this as a conversion of building.
City Manager Rory Watt says the development department sees the new construction as a conversion of use from a shelter to apartments. And they say that's prohibited by code. Code says development by conversion can't increase density. The main goal is to minimize the risk of loss of life or property due to landslides or avalanches.
And, you know, for somebody not steeped in land use code or not regularly in it, when you look at it, right, and the conversation we're having right now, you'd be like, well, that doesn't really make sense. And it's like, well, it might not make sense, but that's still what they think the code means.
Lovishuk appealed the city's decision to the Planning Commission, which voted unanimously to hear her appeal at a future meeting that hasn't been scheduled yet. Officials from the department wouldn't speak on the matter while it's in an appeal process. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
Here in the capital city, civic leaders are always wary of simmering sentiments to move the state capital. One strategy some organizations use to quiet those calls and to keep the legislative process running smoothly is to give downtown property away to the legislature. Since statehood, the legislative branch's footprint in downtown Juneau has gone from a single building to a five-block complex. Most of the additions were donations. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports that the latest gift is a three-story building, kitty corner to the Capitol.
The property is known as the Assembly Building. It has about 24,000 square feet of space, plus underground parking. The Juneau Community Foundation bought it in August with its Juneau Capital Fund. The local assessor's office values it at nearly $1.5 million. Lawmakers think they can move some support offices there that are currently paying rent for space elsewhere. There's also potential for apartments that could make finding temporary housing for legislators and staff easier. But before working on the particulars, a legislative committee had to vote to accept the gift. And during the discussion leading into that vote, of course it came up. Some people don't want the seat of state government to be in Juneau at all. Here's Senator Laura Reinbold, a Republican from Eagle River.
I don't think we need an empire in Juneau. I think that the road system is where the people are and that the legislature needs to have access to the people. I'm a big proponent of getting the legislature out of Juneau and on to the road system.
She had other concerns, unknowns about the old building's condition, unknown renovation costs, and her personal challenge of getting to and from Juneau after Alaska Airlines banned her. For Senate President Peter Michicki, a Soldotna Republican, the potential savings outweighed the unknowns.
This is a gift. We're not agreeing to spend a penny, and without spending a penny, we could have a substantial reduction of what we're spending for other space right now.
The Capitol complex is in Representative Sarah Hannon's district. The Juneau Democrat says that adding the building won't sway Capitol Move supporters, but she says the potential apartments would make out-of-town legislators' lives in Juneau easier and quiet some of the gripes. There may be savings there, too.
Now, when you translate it to specific dollars, it's not a direct equation apples to apples because legislators currently get per diem to come here and find a place to stay.
Housing is particularly hard to find in Juneau when the legislature meets outside of its regular sessions. The Legislative Council voted 10-4 to accept the property. Since then, Representative Hannon has been leading a subcommittee working on the specifics of what to do with the building. It still has some rent-paying tenants with leases that expire next November. Hannon says significant changes or office moves are unlikely before that. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The snow should taper off tonight and lead us into a cold and sunny weekend. This afternoon, we'll see periods of snow, most of it will come before 9 p.m. tonight. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 22 downtown, 15 in the valley. Winds around 20 miles per hour tonight with gusts up to 35. Saturday will be mostly clear with highs in the mid-20s, low around 19. Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-20s again. The snow is back in the forecast starting on Tuesday next week.